good overall team victory. Again, went and had quite a long meeting with our players, team meeting, a lot of plays, just going through the whole events that have taken place, especially in the game, the situations that present themselves. So a lot of positives can be taken from it. I know there's some things we continue to need to work on, but we're seeing progress in many of the areas that we emphasize, and, just overall good team victory.
Is the first win of the season, first win, the biggest for confidence?
Well, I think anytime, they're hard to get in the NFL, as we know. So when you put together a team effort like that and, some of the things that you talked about during the week and you see them show up on tape or in the game, that's what's really good. The players really see it and they're saying, yeah, and it paid dividends. I think that's what's great about the whole process.
Feel like maybe the team will be looser going forward now that they've gotten that first one out of the way?
I don't know. I think we're pretty focused, but we have been pretty focused. So you hope that this just continues.
Joe Cole, what are your thoughts on the fact
It's unfortunate. Your heart and soul goes out to him. I mean, here's a guy that, played tackle, went through a competition, made the move to what's best for the team, gave to this team. Gave in so many areas. It's not supposed to happen like this. When a guy goes about it that way, that's the tough part to swallow.
Omame, 58 snaps. How'd you feel like he did against the
Bulls? He did a good job. I give credit to the whole offense, the staff and the players, because with the injuries that we had, there was some shuffling taking place. And to go in there, and Neil Sterling had to play Y at times. And, we had an extra tackle package in there where Patrick was going to play the extra tight end spot, and that had to change. So there was a lot of things shuffling. And I just thought that guy stepped up. They really didn't blink, and they went in there and tried to be the best they could at that position. And Patrick was one of them.
How do you move forward at left guard? Do you let it play out?
We'll take a look at it now, and see where we're at. And, that's the good thing about the bye week. We can have those conversations and, see what's best.
Have three guys that can play left guard.
Yeah, that part helps, and the flexibility that brings. Patrick is just a bigger body type guy, so, I think we'll just kind of take a look at it where we want to go from here with the body types.
With Colvin, what's the role moving forward now that you've seen all the guys
play? Well, we'll have, a lot of competition taking place. We kind of had a good idea what he could bring, seeing him in training camp. I know just visiting with him, he's in great shape and ready to go. So, that's another part of our conversation over the bye week, how that will play out.
With Josh Johnson kind of stepping up and playing more of a role on defense, does that alter the way you look at the way you're going to use Colvin, or how your projection for Colvin was?
No, I think it just, we'll see how it all plays out with providing depth. Josh went in there, similar to Miles Jack. He went in there, and we anticipated that there'll be some plays that we'll have to make corrections on, but he's a good football player, and, he made some plays for us. So I think, if anything, it's just, the depth that we have right there and the competition that will be taking place.
How did Miles do at Otto?
Good. For a week of playing it, I think that him playing Mike and Will helped him with that transition. I think we saw some splash plays, some plays where, it really stood out, and then some plays that we said, there's going to be a mistake here or there. But his speed showed up.
How do you envision his role going forward? Is he back up to all three spots?
Yeah, that, I think that's the conversation that we'll have. Just like a Colvin, and, give us a chance to kind of, I think the bye week, you evaluate scheme and you evaluate personnel. And you try to, see, where do we go from here?
You guys have been better after the bye week. Can you put a finger on why that is?
Well, sometimes when the bye week happens this early, early in the season or, in the off season, you're looking, the bye week this early. But it really is coming at a good time for us with our injuries and just where we're at. So I think it's, our players are appreciating it right now that it's coming. We can get our health back. And I think mentally, just to get a chance to take a breath, and for us as coaches too, we can spend more time on self-scout and all these, some of these personnel decisions that we have to make, as well as scheme.
When you do self-scouting, have there been times where you've really discovered something that's made a huge impact going beyond?
You do. I think it's more like this. You take a look at, in really probably in general terms, it's, what are we doing well? And then what aren't we doing well? And where do we go from here? Okay, now we know that we're not doing this really well. All right, now what's the answer? And I think those three things are what's, obviously we get into different situations and things like that, but those are three really good questions that we need to ask. What are we doing well? What aren't we doing well? And now what? Now if we got this information, where do we go from here with that? And that's, you know, scheme, personnel, everything.
Is there a specific area that you're really looking forward to sort of diving into?
Well, I think every side of the ball. You know, you look at third downs on offense, you look at different situations on defense, you know, that where we're playing, and different, some of the concepts that we're playing coverage-wise. So, you know, we'll look at all those areas, and then I think some questions will pop.
Yeldon seemed to take a step forward. Has he established himself maybe a little bit?
I think, you know what, I was very pleased. I think with the run game, we tried to simplify it. It was really about being aggressive this week. Offensive line-wise. And I think that we talk about playing hard, playing fast, playing together. And we won't put too much in to take away from that. And I think offensively we felt like maybe we tried to do too much. We simplified things and we said, hey, we're going to simplify it to ensure that we play fast. And I just felt like we played faster, mentally, physically, up front. I felt like the running backs have played with that tempo, but it just came together a little bit more yesterday. So, I did. I think TJ, even on the passes that he had, you know, he just ran with a different style.
Can you give me an idea of how you simplified it? Was it less outside zone? Or?
I think less maybe thinking at the line of scrimmage in general.
It is a bigger concern to you moving forward, getting the running game consistent or getting more explosive pass plays?
I think the running game. I think, you know, I don't think you just – narrow to one specific area. But I think with the run game, all right, we did better. But we're still not where we need to be. And so we got to put more attention on there. It's like, okay, we found out some of the things that we're better at. Now where do we go from here? You know, how do we elevate that? Because I do believe if you get the run game going, the passing game will follow. You know, you'll get more explosive plays. Now, that's not necessarily the case with us last year because we had explosive plays without a running game that was at a high level. So I think both those areas we'll take a look at, but, you know, and both will be emphasized.
You did some things that this franchise has struggled with while you've been here. You got a touchdown in the first quarter, and you had points on four consecutive drives on offense. Was the simplification the big key to that, or was there some other thing?
Well, I think we've seen our ability to make plays. When you watch the whole tape or the cut-up that we just had, I thought we were consistently making plays. And, you know, we had some penalties again, you know, that came up, but we forced some penalties, and it was because of our aggressiveness. And I think that when we had opportunities to make plays, we made them, and some of those plays we turned into big plays. You know, we got a batted ball, but it was also an interception. Hearns caught a pass, but he turned into a touchdown. You know, those type of plays showed up. And I think that we always felt like we were very capable. We just weren't seeing it on a consistent basis. And we saw more of it yesterday.
It's hard to overcome 145 yards of penalties week in, week out. You've had a bunch of penalties week after week. How do you get it through?
Well, I think that, you know, when a player has a chance to do the right thing and he doesn't, that's an issue. For example, Tyson, he gets off a block and the back cuts back and he puts his arm up and he gets a face mask. There's no decision making right there. Those type plays, that can happen in a game. When you have a choice and you make the wrong choice and it's a penalty, that's where it's a problem. And you're right, we had some of those yesterday too. Sometimes on the perimeter with our aggressiveness, they had a double move. We had holding calls on the perimeter. That can happen. It can happen in our style of play. You know, we'll send some of those plays in. We'll evaluate, see about teaching them, how we can best teach it, and find the truth about those plays. But those DPIs, you know, the long yardage ones, you know, those are ones that, you know, we lost our eyes, we grabbed, we weren't in good position. You know, those plays, that's the plays that we need to correct and get them out of it because those are happening too often.
Have you or somebody had a conversation with the league about the penalty on A-Rob?
The taunting?
Yeah.
I think we understand that rule, the taunting rule, you know. We'll have conversations about it, but I think it's been pretty clear to us.
How much?
You know, any taunting, when you get up in somebody's face or, you know, you get in somebody's face, that's where it's, you know, we're trying to get away from.
How much do you think Blake's mobility made the Colts alter their game plan in the second half?
Well, he I thought he did a good job. I thought with Blake, he may have, in our mind, played his best game just because of the decision-making, no turnovers, took what was there, tried to get some explosive plays, but also when it wasn't there, made good decisions. So I just felt like, you know, he wanted to get back to kind of what was his strength, and I think it got closer to that yesterday on Sunday.
Best game of his season or his career?
Best game of the season.
You think a performance like that can maybe take some pressure off him? I think he was feeling it a little bit, maybe even pressing.
Well, I know that you guys brought that up, and you know, and conversations. I think that there was pressure on everybody to play better. You know, and I think sometimes as a quarterback you single that out, and maybe he puts more on that, but that's Blake's nature. He does that. He puts it all on himself, and I think it was a great week for him that he calmed it down enough to where he played at a pretty high level. You didn't see it carry over into the game. So that was my conversation with him that, you know, I know the world can get crazy. There's a lot of things going on, but somehow you went in that game and you played with a calm mind. And, you know, that's what I think he'll rely on, that experience.
How much of a weapon is Norman becoming for your defense?
He's been very good. You know, special teams, you know, you have your certain categories, but the ability to set up scores. And sometimes that's when you pin a team back, you know, in a backed-up situation. He's done that multiple times. And we've just been very pleased with him. Just the fourth down where he had to get rid of the ball, his get-off was 1-4. You know, and just really good decision-making on his part. Obviously, we talked to him about it, but he executed it. So he really is. He's performing at a high level. He's got great poise. I think he's been very good for Jason, too. Very good.
And Jason, 3 for 3, it seems like, you know, that was a pretty good
game for him. You know what? And it's consistency. And I think that's, you know, we kind of understood with Jason last year there was going to be some times of that, you know, where the consistency, you know, how much we didn't fully understood, but we knew that we were going to be strong for him. And I think now, you know, his confidence really never wavered, but he's just really consistent right now and with extra points and field goals.
On the D-line, he had coming off a big game. How good is it to see that?
It is. You know what? Sometimes with those edge rushers, it takes some time, you know, against good tackles and, you know, getting a feel for, you know, different styles and how teams are going to play them. And I'd imagine the more that these guys play, teams will watch them and get a feel for their style. So they'll have to adjust to it. But his motor, he plays at a high level. I mean, some of the things that he's done, he caused another fumble. He, you know, got an interception, the sack total. So, you know, it's not surprising to us because he works like that in practice. And the cool thing is he's carrying it over. And if there's a time that he gets stuck or, you know, blocked, it doesn't frustrate him to the next play. He recovers quickly and, you know, and he's just been playing at a high level.
Was there a point when he got here that you saw that he was capable, that this is what he was capable of?
Yeah, I think the big question is we knew with the pass game, with his pass rush, that he had a chance to do some good things. I think the run game is an area that he is doing better than we anticipated but still needs work on. There's some of the things with the run game, I think our average per attempt is a little bit higher than it should be with an 8-man front. But we've gotten speed in the game a lot more. You know, you're seeing Dante and Yannick on the field at the same time. And, you know, you get more pass-rushing mentality than stop-the-run mentality. And with that, that number could increase. But we're an 8-man front. We still want to get that number down.
Could you talk a little bit about the added flexibility that Miles Jack gives you, given what he – the role that you asked him to
sure.
play such a short notice.
Yeah, I think that for him, we told him we're going to coach you up hard during the week and then we're going to be quiet on Sunday, you know, and just go out there and play. And we realized there might be a mistake here or there, but use your speed and play fast. If you're going to make a mistake, go 100 miles an hour and make up for it. And I thought that's what took place. I thought he did a great job with that. I think that knowing the Mike and Will spot helped him make that transition to where he could play at that level in a week. Was it perfect? No, but we saw some things that were perfect, you know, in his drops and stuff. We were like, you know, it's pretty good, man, for this short a time of playing it.
Is this the role you envision for him moving forward, or are you going to stay open to other possibilities?
I think, you know, we'll see. I think that's the conversations that we'll have over the next week or so. You know, the conversations with all the positions and just see what allows us to be the best that we can be. And we've got some tough decisions and tough conversations to have.
The division after the first month of the season.
What's that?
The thoughts on the division after the first month.
You know what? I think it shows the NFL is week to week. You know, you really just got to really lock into what you're doing. And there's some crazy things that will take place throughout the league throughout the year. And I think you can get caught up in that. I think we have enough things that we need to work on to really focus in on that. But we understand that, boy, it's a long season, and a lot of things can take place. And really to build off some of the things that we're doing. I saw some really, really good signs yesterday, or on Sunday, I should say. I saw really good decision-making, like guys that had a conscience, you know, where there was a chance Andrew Luck was scrambling, and I'm not sitting there talking in the team meeting room about, you know, make a smart decision. Don't hit him. You know, your launch point. Why'd you hit him above the shoulders? Why'd you take that, you know, if you can't take that step, pull off of him. We had some guys pull off. We had some guys just make some really good decisions. And I'm like, okay, that's how it should be. We should have that conscience. And sometimes it's by younger players, and it was pretty cool to see. We could pull them out and show them. And we're making great strides here in this area.
Blake taking hits, though, on the run. It seemed like 2 weeks in a row now, they're not throwing the flag in the other direction.
Right. I think that's what, you know, he's competitive and trying to stretch it, and he's sliding, right? And, you know, again, those are conversations that we have that we send in and get, you know, confirmation back and say, all right, where are we with this? And, you know, we have our understanding of the rules and what can be take place. I think sometimes it's interpretation. And that helps us when we send plays in to say, okay, Gus, this is how we saw it, and this is why, and then we can kind of change how we teach it from there.
Gus, you've played four times over in London now. You've got to know the team's routine. Indianapolis is playing this week. They did not take their bye. If you have an early London game in the future, would you consider not taking the bye the week after?
Well, we did have conversations of taking the bye or not because it was presented to us. We chose to take it. We just felt like for our team, maybe the experience we had coming back, and it is a challenge for our players. But we weighed it because it is early to have the bye for injuries. And but I think we're right now looking at where our team is and, you know, coming off of it, we feel like, all right, it's pretty good that same place. Jared Odrick and some of our bumps and bruises that we have, we feel like, you know, these guys, we can get them back now.
What did Sheldon Day show you against the Bulls?
Very explosive. I thought he had some good rushes. I know Chris Smith, a sack, he was heavily involved in that. Just his get-off, even on some zone schemes, his ability to penetrate. So playing more consistently, you know, and had an effect on the game.
So he had the injury in camp, but hasn't really, seems like he's been able to overcome.
Well, yeah, I think he's just getting healthier. You know, he was really struggling with it. He wanted to play, but he was going through some pain issues there. So to allow him some time just to have that calm down, I think he's, you know, back to pretty good health right now.
It appeared that Devon House got benched and did not handle it very well.
I would not say that he didn't handle it very well. I think, I think that with the three, sometimes when you see a guy and he's going through, you know, here's a pass interference, another one, and another one, that's hard. And I think when you pull him out and you talk to him and say, well, let's see where you're at. Is this shaking you? Is this, you know, is this that point where you're like, I'm really frustrated. I didn't feel like I did anything, and it got called, and maybe your wits aren't with you right now. I think that was more the conversation that we had with him, and just to see where he was. Was he frustrated, especially on the third one? Yes. Yes, he was. And so I think that was the conversation, you know, because it can get to you a little bit when three happen in one game. So so frustrated, yeah. What was the second part you said?
I just wanted to make sure he was benched. He was indeed benched.
Yeah, but I think after a conversation with him and say, hey, D-Watt, get him back in, you know, I think you want to see where a player's at with that mentality.
Have you had a chance to talk to Colvin since he's been?
Yes.
And how'd that go? And how's it
very good. You know him. He's got a great spirit about him, so he couldn't wait to get back. And, you know, he's really, really excited. Came back in great shape, too.
You had to adjust a little bit of tight end with Ben and Sterling. Was that something that you guys planned for because you knew you had the smaller numbers of tight end?
Well, and that's why we had Patrick play, you know, that extra spot. I didn't know if we completely anticipated, you know, everything that would have taken place, and that's what forced us to adjust at halftime. So, you know, but we did. And I think there was, what, six out of eight series there where we scored. You know, and there's a big picture to that, too, about the adjustments that had to take place. And, you know, to come in the halftime before half and score and then come out again after some adjustments and get a field goal, you know, that was cool.
So
schedule came out, and a lot of people said, oh dear, we've got a first-year coordinator, and we've got Rodgers and Rivers and Flacco and Luck. We've got a defense we're trying to rebuild with a lot of new parts to come together in a short period of time. 199, 220, 214, 234. Luck didn't hit 100 until early in the fourth quarter on Sunday. What's been the key to keeping all those numbers down?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think it starts off with our players, you know, on the defensive side. They're playing at a high level. And, you know, so that's good. I think that give credit to the coaches, too. They've simplified it. They've really been more on the details. You know, if we have to simplify, we will. But we're going to play aggressive, and we're going to be detailed. And, you know, there's low gray area, and I think it's allowed them to play fast. But there's been a talent increase, too. And, you know, I think it's beginning to feel more like how I envisioned it, how we envisioned it when we started. You know, I think that as it's coming along, it's getting closer. We're still not there yet, but the rush is starting to come. The aggressive coverage is starting to be there. We're seeing signs of it. So, you know, and, you know, I think it's coming together, but still – you know, obviously not there yet.
What does it mean to you personally to hear so many players after the game say, hey, we wanted to win this one for our head coach? I don't know if you heard, there's been some unrest among the fan
base. Yeah, yeah. I don't know that. I think they should want to win it for each other, you know, and for our fans. You know, I did not hear that. And, you know, I appreciate this team, but it's really about the growth of this team and where we go from here. And, you know, I don't think that was the case. I don't think they got together and said that. I think they just said, you know what, we're capable of playing at this level, and we're not doing it consistently enough. And, you know, you come to a point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, and I think that's where our guys were and said, hey, you know what, we're capable of playing better. We've got to finish these games like we know we are have the ability to. And, you know, it got closer than we anticipated, but so many signs of finishing and coming back and recovering quickly. They went down and scored four plays. We went down and scored. You know, we gave up a touchdown, but we held them. We gathered our thoughts again and got some pressure and made some plays. So I think those all are good signs for this team moving forward.
What happened on the long touchdown pass with the confusion, I guess, between those?
Yeah, there was. And that's the part where there's, you know, the gray area, the communication. In a no-huddle type situation, I felt like we played pretty good. There was, you know, limited errors. You saw some different things that we did, forcing the check down, you know, multiple times. And on one play, we had some confusion. And that's where, in a no-huddle type situation, that's really what you have to protect. And the communication cannot slack in those situations. And, you know, putting them in position where there's not a chance for that to happen is also part. So as coaches, we take responsibility. Players got to communicate on the field. I think it's, you know, I'm glad that we're learning this lesson after a win. You know, I think, but, you know, that's definitely being addressed.
Just curious, that on the big play, that's the safety supposed to take that guy, right?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, get into the scheme part of it.
Ramsey got caught looking.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of communication, you know, where from the call getting into the game, the communication that takes place, and then two guys being on the same page. That was the bigger issue, you know, because, you know, it can happen. There's busts like that, and I think for us, that was one of the emphasis going this game. They're an explosive team, and that's what they thrived on. And I talked about Sunday that, you know, we changed some things as how we were going about as the game developed. And because we felt like they're going to take some shots, and we saw during the game they were taking some shots. One they missed, they had us on one. We came back, we corrected it, and you know, they tried it again a couple times, and we were in great shape. Those things happen, but the ability to see it on the field and quickly adjust to it with our players, give credit to the coaches and players on that. But, you know, those things can happen.